I just had a twitch in my shoulder, which I assumed was a rugby injury, and it just wouldn't go. And it started in my left shoulder and moved its way down to my tricep and bicep. And I was actually referred from another neurologist to sort of the main man there in Gloucestershire, certainly. And he gave me the fateful news on that day, 4th of October. You know, from there it was like, wow. You know, you've got between 3 and 6 years. Go and get your things in order, really.
You're a year on now.
Yeah,
well, what changes have you noticed in your body?
Well, 50% of people die within a year.
Wow.
You know, so I'm already doing all right. You know, my hand was the worst affected, my left hand. That went pretty quickly. So I've got very little grip. You know, I can't open a packet of crisps now. It really is completely different for everybody.
Yeah.
So there's no real, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next. In my case, it's gone to my right hand. So that's begun to lose all its muscle. I've got specialist equipment coming that helps me use my computer still because I'm still working. So I've got a specialist mouse and I've got some speech recognition software to help me. Ironically, in the last sort of 3 months, it started to affect my speech. A lot of people say they don't notice it, but I know I can hear words that come out that aren't as strong as they should be or a bit slurry. I still have good strength, but I lose my balance very quickly and very easy. So if I'm walking upstairs, I really do have to hold on because I will wobble from side to side. And if I carry a cup of tea, it is on the floor because, you know, I just haven't got enough strength in my hand to hold something level. But, you know, it's just a waiting game, really. I'm lucky. I'm a year in and I'm still here and I'm still going relatively strong. So I do think I'm lucky. I've got time to plan stuff. I've got time to, you know, get used to it. And, you know, I've been thinking about my funeral and my playlist and that kind of thing for a long time now. And, wow. You know, you get time to put your will in order and all these sort of financial things, you can sort all that out.
And you've got this Freddy fund. This is for your lad Freddy. This is to make sure that he's looked after when you're not here.
Well, that's it. You know, I'm sure the rugby family and my friends and everything will always look out for him. But at the end of the day, you know, there should be two parents bringing in incomes that help him go on school trips or, you know, if he needs to buy a pair of boots or he needs something particular. It would be hard enough for Becky on her own anyway. And without the two of us there, it's just that extra bit of backup for him.
This Saturday, how important is this to you and what Cheltenham Rugby Club are doing and Laura's doing as well as part of a special year?
Oh, it's really important. It's not just for me. I often forget that my disease affects a lot of other people, not just me. So being able to go and see people and they get used to seeing you and how I hold a pint glass a bit different because I haven't got strength to hold it in one hand anymore. So it's just nice to be able to get together and there's people as far back as when I started playing. Hopefully the first team will put in a good performance. They won the last time I was there, so perhaps I'm a lucky charm. And Laura approached me 2 or 3 months ago to say, you know, it was her testimonial year and she'd love to be a part of it and any money she raised she wanted to donate to the charity. So, yeah, we're hoping for a good crowd, good atmosphere, get some good people down there and have a really enjoyable day.